I'm excited to read an Easter Arch book with you today. This one is based on the Bible's Genesis chapter 3, chapter 49, Matthew 1, and Matthew 4, Matthew 10, and 26 through 28, as well as Luke 2 and Hebrews 11. It was adapted for you by Martha Struffert Jander with pictures by Chris Wold Dyrud. It's called The Easter Gift. Jesus gave us a huge gift. Let's find out if it talks about it. It was at the very beginning of time, when the world was all fresh and tame, that the first people sinned. Though God was their friend, things were never the same. It was Adam and Eve who sinned in that place. "It won't matter," the devil had cried. So they thought they might be as they ate of that tree, just like God. But the snake had lied. God talked a long while to Adam and Eve. He asked them, "Just what have you done?" Then he promised the glorious, mighty, victorious gift of his only begotten Son. The gift did not come for a very long time, not even for thousands of years. God's people waited long, now and then with a song, but sometimes they cried bitter tears. Because sometimes life is hard. God promised the gift to Noah and his sons, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as well, to Judah, to Obed, the kings and the nomads. The prophet his coming did tell. After many long years, God sent down the gift, a babe born in Bethlehem's night. And Mary, his mother, and Joseph, his earthly father, knew this child would set all things right. The gift, who was Jesus, the most holy child, grew up strong in spirit and in heart. He obeyed all the time. He always would mind. Jesus grew wise in every part. The gift, who was Jesus, grew up tall and strong. He saw the Father's work he could do. He stood up to temptation, never gave in to Satan. He was ready for all he would do. Only perfect life on earth. There he is. Jesus chose 12 men to be his disciples. He preached the good news of God's love. He healed all the sick ones. He strengthened the weak ones. He told them of heaven above. The gift, who was Jesus, kept giving and giving. He lived by his Father's goodwill. He loved, he obeyed, he taught, and he prayed. Yet more work awaited him still. Jesus wept as he prayed to his Father in heaven, "Not my will, but thine be done." Then Jesus died on the cross. He suffered our loss, and the victory over sin and death was won. But the gift's best surprise would happen on Sunday, the third day after he died. Jesus rose from the grave. It's the world that he saved. He's not dead. He's alive. He's alive. The gift that is Jesus is still ours forever, his gladness, his love, and his grace. Our sins and transgressions can be forgiven. He's promised of heaven. We'll sing praises to him in that place. Wow, I'm sure grateful for the resurrection, the Easter gift. Sometimes life can feel like the Saturday between Jesus's death on Friday and his resurrection on Sunday. But keep that hope and know that Sunday will come. Stay hopeful, stay true, and be wonderful, special little you.